You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Greg Sussman, Scott Angle, Corey Parsons, Tony Cicada with you. One more hour. Old school fantasy comes your way next. Corey, Scotty will be joined by George the Animal Kurtz. He'll do it. Started at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Corey.
No doubt. 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we kick it off. Old school fantasy. We'll finally get to the Phillies rotation today. Yesterday, we got a little bit sidetracked with cheerleaders in baseball and the St. Louis Cardinals fan base. So today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, a little over an hour, we'll start to break that stuff down. Also wanted to spend some time today discussing Yasiel Puig. I think he could be an interesting guy in the 2017 season. If not interesting on the field, I'm quite sure he'll be interesting off the field. So we'll take a look at Yasiel Puig, and we'll see what NFL news is out there we can discuss too.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to bring to the table? She pointed to you.
Oh, Scotty, I was just listening to that great job that your son, your young man, Sean Engel, did with that promo.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question. Sure. What if he was to come home one day and be like, I don't want to do the radio show no more?
I can't force him to do it. He's doing it because he enjoys it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Like, you wouldn't would you feel some kind of way?
No, you as a parent, you know this. Mm-hmm. You want your child to be happy. Okay. So, if that happened, I'd have to find a new co-host. Although he's my favorite co-host right now.
All right, cool. What about me?
What?
I'm not your favorite?
Let's see. I'm going to do rankings. Sean, Sussman, right. Tony,
yep.
George.
Rusty George,
yourself.
We just started. Matt Modica just became a co-host.
You see how my friend treats me, Greg.
There you go. Hey, so the other big piece of news yesterday, outside of the Lakers hiring Kobe's agent as their general manager, Magic Johnson, and finding the brother, is that Matt Wieters officially signed. This was almost yesterday, right after the show. Was that Matt Wieters signed a contract to play with the Washington Nationals? 2-year deal, 1-year opt out, $10 million in year one, $11 million in year two. Wieters is signing. It's really interesting to me for multiple reasons. I'll throw it out to you guys. Did they really need Matt Wieters, number one? Like, is this a thing they needed in Matt Wieters? I'll leave it there. Tony?
This is, like, I'm glad you phrased it that way, because I've heard it the last 3 days, and I'm really at a loss at what the hell you guys are talking about. Anytime you can improve your team, shouldn't you do it? Especially when it doesn't cost you a player. When you're talking about a catcher they had there, we had a catcher that hit under 200. He was the best catcher available at the time. Like, I don't get what Frank Stanfield's commercial is about. I don't get that question. Like, I really have no idea what you guys are talking about. Yeah, they should do it. Absolutely.
So the reason I asked it that way, and what Frankie and I were talking about on the Fantasy Best Friends Forever, the commercial that you heard, it was they signed Wieters for $10 million this year. To me, I look at that $10 million, they probably should have given it to, and this goes back to the conversation yesterday. Like, I think they should have given that $10 million to one of the closers out there and signed Aroldis Chapman, signed Mark Melancon.
Well, they still might make a trade for David Robertson, according to the rumors, but to Tony's point, though, I remember in 1998 when the Mets had Todd Hundley at catcher, right? And they went out and traded.
And they won 40 games.
Right. They traded for Mike Piazza. Obviously, Corey's not a math major because they made the playoffs. But
that's a big difference.
It's a big difference in terms of the players. But right. The point is the same. Some people are like, you already have Hundley. Why did you get Piazza? Because you're improving your team greatly. Now, obviously, it's not the same here with Norris to Wieters, but you are going from a 190 hitter to a guy that, and they signed him to a 2-year contract. The Nationals are not a dumb organization. okay? They have to know that he's somewhat healthy if they're going to give him 2 years. And there's a guy going to hit 20 homers. So, you know, I see definitely why they did it. And now they can flip Norris to maybe to get Robertson because, you know, the White Sox are rebuilding. It's not like they need, you know, maybe they can take a chance on him bouncing back.
Okay, so everyone that's all we've heard, right? Everyone's going to flip Norris for David Robertson. Why in the hell are the White Sox doing that? Why do they want Derek Norris? What does that accomplish?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. See, and they don't need a closer per se right away, right? In the $10 million, they're going to be a difference. I mean, Ted Lerner's worth $5.2 billion.
Right.
So I don't think he's worried about the $10 million to get a closer.
Well, but they didn't sign any of these guys, Tone.
I don't think they want. I don't think they think they need one. They're going to see what they have. Okay. And if they have to, then they go and make a move. So I don't think they think of it right now. I think it's one of those things. You know, you bring David Robinson in, and he comes in, and you know what you're getting from him. But they don't know what they're getting from those three guys, and they feel like in that division, they've got the best team, and they've got a couple months to figure it out.
Yeah, and if they get Robertson, there's two spots where they've made their team better.
Agreed. If they get Robertson, I have no issue with this. It's if they don't, it's just like... I guess I
like Sean Kelly more than you, though.
You do?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's because, you know, watching him on the Yankees, it was kind of blah, you know?
I don't disagree. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not jaded because of that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just wondering how much, and maybe this is a really dumb question, so I'm preparing myself for Tony to just tell me it's the dumbest question I've ever asked in my life, and I'm an idiot. So I'm just mentally preparing for it. But how much better is Matt Wieters and Derek Norris?
Oh, I think he's a lot better, but how much is relative to a catching position?
Right.
Even here's the thing too, is that like I don't even have a problem if they keep Norris, because why not have all, you know, the 25 best players available to you? And we always talk about how catchers only play 4 or 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Why not have a Derek Norris play 3 times a week? I mean, right. The contract that he's got is cheap.
Sure.
I don't understand why they. And Dusty Baker, I try not to kill Dusty Baker because everybody does, and it's like the cool thing to do. Like, Dusty Baker saying, oh, we're going to flip him and trade him. Like, if that's the case, why would you come out and say that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen anyone do.
Yeah.
You can't tell people you're going to trade him and think you're going to get maximum value from him. So I would say, hey, I have 2 catchers now. If someone's going to catch every day, why don't I have the 2 best players that I can possibly have and throw them out there? So that was a big mistake on Baker's part here.
Yeah, and then you're right, Tony. Baker just also could be talking. And when you see something like this, you know, we'll discuss it. You know what I'm saying? That's our job to do so. But to me, it kind of says that David Robertson will open up the season as a member of the Chicago White Sox.
Okay. There you go. That's a good piece of information there. So the other way I look at this Matt Wieters thing, and you said, Tone, that anytime you try to improve your team, you do it. Yes, but I feel like this is one of those IOUs. And it happens to the Nationals almost every single offseason. Particularly this deep into the offseason. They get into an IOU of some sort with Scott Boras every single year. We talked about the BFFs yesterday. That Lerner, like, according to what I read, Mike Rizzo, the GM, the front office, they didn't want Matt Wieters. But Scott Boras has a relationship with Ted Lerner and basically said, hey, you know, do me a favor here, do me a solid. That's how they wound up with Jason Worth at 7 years at 126. That's how they wound up with Max Scherzer for over $200 million. That's how they wound up with Stephen Drew in June. And that's how they wound up here with Matt Wieters. This is a Scott Boras guy. 25% of the Nationals roster is made up with Scott Boras guys. Out of the Nationals' payroll, 2/3 of it, over $100 million, made up of Scott Boras guys. Does this matter?
Scott Boras had pictures of somebody or something?
This doesn't sound like this is legal?
I didn't realize
that's crazy.
He brought it up.
It's crazy. He's got his own phone. He's got his own. Basically, Scott Boras has his own team.
In a way, yes.
He has his own team.
Yeah.
He has a safe haven for his guys.
Correct.
That's crazy.
That's exactly, and that's how Matt Wieters ended up here, is what I'm saying.
That's very interesting, intriguing, and I definitely think that you're connecting the dots, Gregory. I haven't called you Gregory in a while.
Yeah, it's been nice. It's enjoyable. Would you rather have Matt Wieters or Wellington Castillo, Tony?
Matt Wieters by a little stretch.
Okay.
Close, though.
So, obviously, Wellington Castillo, the catcher that replaced Matt Wieters in Baltimore. Better hitters ballpark. 8 Camden yards. Scotty, who would you rather have, Castillo or Wieters?
So close for me. But I'm going to say Castillo. Give me a little bit of better batting average.
All right, Corey, split it up.
You want me to break the tie?
Break the tie.
I'm going to go Matt Wieters. I'm going to go Matt Wieters on this one. I think they're very similar players. I think I understand. Wow, this is very close. But I look at the other batters around Wieters. You know what I'm saying? I think
sure.
he might be in a better offensive situation, although Castillo's in a better ballpark.
Absolutely. Are those
Beltway?
Both on the Beltway.
Both inside the Beltway.
Matt Wieters probably doesn't even have to move.
You know what? He probably does.
I was thinking about that this morning. That's going to help him out. I feel better now.
Yeah, good. Glad you feel better. are those guys, Scotty, Matt Wieters, Wellington Castillo, are they top 12 catchers?
I think Castillo certainly, I think they both have the potential to be top 10.
But in the draft, everyone has a potential. I mean, in the draft, are they top 12 catcher? Are they catcher one? In a one catcher league, if you walk out, either Matt Wieters or Wellington Castillo is your starting catcher. Is that okay?
I don't think it's ideal, but I'll live with it.
I think they're just outside. I don't think either player comes with the batting average. You know what I'm saying? All the power the batting average power combination to be a catcher one.
I think they're just inside.
Really?
I think they're just inside.
So you like them over guys like McCann and Vogt?
I do.
Okay.
I do. You mentioned Brian McCann. I talked about this yesterday on the Fantasy Best Friends Forever, and I bring it up now because I needed to get your opinion, the four of you guys. And Tony, I want to start with you on this.
The four of us?
Well, I guess three of you.
Okay.
I certainly don't care about Mike Florio's. Don't worry.
He's trying to leave.
He's trying to leave?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
I don't know. I saw him negotiating something.
Really?
Must be something.
Oh, yeah. You weren't here for that. Yeah.
No, what happened? Where's he going?
Oh, you weren't here last week.
No.
Yeah.
And he just took a week off, too.
Yeah. Apparently, Florio is like fielding offers and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. So he's trying to, he's a big shot. You give him Scott put him in the Daily News a couple times, and all of a sudden,
now everybody wants him.
Now everybody wants him. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's a good point, Corey.
Yeah.
It's like because we're working on a Daily News special for baseball, I might have to pull. We assigned Florio an article yesterday.
Yeah.
We might have to pull it back as a negotiating ploy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things we brought up on the Fantasy BFFs yesterday was Evan Gattis is ranked in the top 5 catcher this year. NFBC has been going at pick 101. Do you like Tony? Do you like Evan Gattis this year?
He's had some back injuries, and I'm worried that they think that he might be able to catch some. I'm worried about the Houston offense. It's too much there. But how do you sit a guy out that had 32 home runs?
So,
I think that I'm not worried about it, but I am, to tell you the truth.
So I look at this guy, and I don't get it. When is he going to play? That's my question. I have no idea when he's going to play other than against lefties. Like, all right, I'll play against lefties. That's fine. That's not enough, I don't think.
All right, but here's the thing. Like Tony said, you're not going to leave 32 home runs on the bench.
Where are you playing him?
I don't have the answers, Greg. I'm not the damn general manager. But I know you can't leave 32 home runs on the bench. Now, as far as what we're doing, fantasy purposes, why is a player that really don't have a position being drafted that high?
In the top 100.
That's the bigger question.
Is it the eligibility and the people look at last year's power and what Corey says, you can't leave that many home runs on the bench.
This kind of reminds me of the conversation we had on Monday here with David Dahl. David Dahl's a fourth outfielder on the Rockies.
Right.
Evan Gattis is 32 home runs, fine.
Well, David
He's a backup
David
catcher.
David Dahl is an up-and-coming prospect. Evan Gattis has established that, this is what he can do.
But he had 32
the only
home
way to solve
yes.
this issue is if Beltran played left field and Gattis
correct.
Played DH.
Correct, and that's 100% correct. That if Beltran plays left and they put Nori Aoki on the bench, which is where he should be, that solves the problem. But Beltran can't play the outfield every day, I don't think.
No,
I don't think they want him to every day because he won't hold up. But
right.
If that gets him in the lineup 3 or 4 times a week and then he catches twice a week, which he's not a good catcher,
right.
but it could end up being there, And then one day for, I mean, there's a legitimate way to make this work. So I guess
that's why people are drafting him, because they'll find creative ways to get him in the lineup, and he'll play enough, you know, where you like, you know, the fact that he's playing catcher. He's not maybe playing every single day out of the week, but as much or maybe a bit more than any other catcher, and you still get the power.
So that's just what worries me, that they'll find a way. Like, I don't know what the way is. And maybe I have to research more into the Astros to find that answer out, but there is no obvious one. Like, I totally agree with Tony. Like, it makes sense to put Aoki on the bench. I don't think they're going to do it, though. Against lefties, fine. Like, Josh Reddick goes to the bench. Like, I know he's going to play against lefties.
Can they play one, like, one of those guys at first?
Josh Reddick's going to play every day.
Even against lefties, you think?
Yeah, they actually came out and made a... That was part of signing him.
Can they get creative at first base?
Play every day.
They could. They could McCann at first. But I don't know that they do.
Aoki, to me, he's not the player. He's even close to being what he once was.
No.
And I was surprised they brought him in.
Me too. This is what confuses me. Astounds me. That Evan Gattis, like, we're sitting here like trying to put the puzzle pieces together, and this guy's going to the top
100. What, though? Sometimes baseball teams look at it differently, though, and they're like, and I know the Dodgers have this kind of mindset, too, which is why they signed Franklin Gutierrez to a lesser degree, is like, we want to have a ton of depth.
I get it from baseball.
They don't care about our fantasy.
Totally,
they want to have a ton of depth.
I get it from a baseball perspective.
Yeah.
But for our perspective, this guy's going in the top 100.
He's going in the top. Oh, do we know what we're doing? They have a plan. Do we?
We don't know what that plan is.
We don't know what that plan is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our favorite, our go-to site, Roster Resource.
Yeah.
It's not in this lineup.
Top 100. He's a top 100 guy, top 5 catcher off the board this year.
Have catch twice a week. Play two somewhere else 2-3 times a week. He's playing just as much, or if not, maybe a bit more than a lot of other catchers.
I don't know if that's true. You're guessing. You don't know.
Isn't that what we do, though?
In a way, but we project. I don't know how to project that. All right, he's going to play catch 2 times a week. I could project that. He'll get in the lineup maybe if they commit to Beltran in the outfield twice a week. Now I have 4 times a week of Evan Gattis, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see where you're coming from.
I'm going to pass.
You don't have reassurance.
I don't. So for now, I'm out on Evan Gattis.
You're out until you get more information.
I am.
All right. I listen, to each his own.
So as I said, I'm out, right? That's how I said it. I'm out on Evan Gattis. When we come back, we're going to play a little Shark Tank, Fantasy Shark Tank, here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Are we in? Are we out? We're going to sell each other. We'll explain more next here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. So every Friday night, or usually Saturday morning, I sit and I watch Shark Tank. You like that show, Corey?
I've seen a couple of episodes of it, but I can't say it's one of my favorites. Okay. That's not what I do on my Sunday morning.
Saturday morning.
Saturday mornings?
So I watch SNL Sunday mornings and then Shark Tank Saturday morning.
So okay.
It's my move.
That's a good idea. That's a good look. My Saturday mornings, I'm probably just like trying to recover.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm older than you, so.
Yeah. It's easy for your bounce back comes a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And then you got a young lady with you, too, so you're kind of like, you know, you're more settled and, you know, established. And
yes.
Like, you know, me, myself is just me, so I'm like, I'm not George Kurtz with the 5 women in this house, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. Of course not.
It's just me and
wait till they go out.
You can handle the 5 women, probably.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit different, though.
Yes.
They have to leave.
So I want to play a little Fantasy Shark Tank this morning, gentlemen, where you need to bring a player. Not just a first-round pick or a second-round pick. I want a guy that is ADP 200 or greater. You bring him to the table, and you got to convince us to buy this player. And when I say buy, we will offer an auction value that we will pay. And it's up to you, sir, that you are the pusher of the player, to accept this offer as a reasonable and fair offer. If you don't get an offer you like, you don't have to take it. If you do, feel free. If we don't like it, we'll of course give our reasons. And then
so I have to be. So basically, we're going to be like salesmen.
Well, you're going to be. You're the salesman. We are the sharks. You have to be. We were salesmen and sharks, depending on what role you're playing in this particular scenario.
So do I get to like you know what are we doing here? Like am I setting the price for this guy, or are you guys setting the price for him? You know what
so
I'm saying?
How it's going to work is if I'm bringing a player, right? I'm going to walk into the room and be like, all right, I want from these sharks, I want $15 auction for this player. And I'm going to be like, no, I'll give you 15. But if I like him, I'll give you whatever, right? Like maybe the valuation's a little high for him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can dig it. I can dig
Scott,
it.
Scott, you have a question? Or you want to?
Do we have to bid on a player? Like
what? No, certainly not.
Like, what if you throw Devin Mesoraco and I don't want to bid?
No, then you're then you're good. You certainly don't have to do that. All right.
Well, everybody presents a buying opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
At the
some
right
point,
price.
Yeah, at some point, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, not Chase Headley.
He's not nice, Scott.
Yeah, come on, Scott. You're trying to... go ahead. I'm not... Meet next hour. I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you. I'm calling you like Jimmy Hendrix. I'm coming to get you.
So, who would like to go first? Who would like to present the first
one? I think you should because, you know, this is your game and, you know, we can follow your
Greg's
model
the host.
From there. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I will do it. Florio, can you give me some Shark Tank music, please, sir? Yes, no
He's
problem.
He's got that. I'm amazed.
He's too busy down there filling out applications.
Better be writing his article.
All right, I'm ready. I got my guy, but go ahead. Y'all go first.
I will go first. Happy to be here.
All right, who's all right?
Yeah.
Right, who's this? Okay, you're coming into. Who's this guy right here? Mm-hmm. This pink shirt on.
Sharks. Pleasure, executive, king, Mr. Zincata. Call him Mr. Wonderful, I guess, in this scenario.
How you doing, sir? What do you have for us today?
I'm doing well. Guys, I am looking for you to invest. I'm looking for you to invest $7 in Garrett Richards. Now, Garrett Richards, gentlemen, is the ace, for whatever that means, of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Just a couple of years, just going into last season, he came in with a 3.0 under 4 ERA after the year before that, having an under 3 ERA. He was somebody that we saw on the rise. He was a top prospect that we waited to just come out and wow us. And finally, we get an opportunity to just be in the rotation, to be left alone in 2014. He did just that, going 13-4. A year later, finishes at 15-12. ERA rose a little bit. K-9 dropped. But this guy's still good. The BABIP, 274. A little bit higher than I was used to. But the FIP, the exit, they were good. I'm in my pitch here.
Okay. You're making your pitch. I have a question.
You'll get your questions in just a second. So last year, expected to be the ace of the staff, as I mentioned. Starts 6 games, and he blows out his elbow. But he doesn't have the Tommy John. Has the plasma-rich injection, and now he's back. And he's going because of that injury risk, mainly, I believe. You have Garrett Richards going in past round 20. I ask you to invest in the Garrett Richards that I think could be healthy. We have seen Masahiro Tanaka pitch through this. We have seen Roy Halladay pitch through this, and plenty of others that we don't know about. I ask you to invest Garrett Richards because he will make your staff better and not cost you much. I'm asking for $7, gentlemen, for Garrett Richards. What do you guys think?
What do you have, Greg, from the medical experts? Right? What can you tell me about this elbow? Because this elbow is what I'm worried about. Look at this guy right here. He's a 28-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Blonde hair, blue eye kid, you know what I mean? All-American guy.
Yeah.
But I want to know, I'm concerned with this elbow right here, because this elbow is going to be an issue, I think.
Completely fair question.
I give you $4 for him.
So I greatly appreciate your offer. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to hope for more because Garrett Richards' elbow is healthy. He is ready to go. He says he feels 100%. He's throwing bullpens ready.
Can I talk to him? I want to ask him how many innings he has in that elbow.
He was not available to make it this morning.
Okay.
But he has the same exact thing as Tanaka, and I feel like a little bit that Tanaka worry in his elbow has kind of gone away a little bit now. We've seen him pitch through it. He's gotten that stem cell treatment. he's gotten the rest. He says he's going to have a 100-pitch limit, which isn't so far off from some of the younger players. I think Garrett Richards can go deep into games. I appreciate the offer very much, Corey. I don't decline your offer. I want to see what other offers are out there before I decide, though.
Tony's this is a great pitch. Great pitch here, but I don't know how much we're dealing with alternate facts here. Now, you keep up bringing Tanaka as your comparison, mm-hmm. your base. Tanaka's K per nine dropped two since he's had this injury. So is Garrett Richards now not going to fulfill the strikeout category? He doesn't fulfill the save category, so I'm paying $7 for, at best, a three-category pitcher, and I don't think I'm getting my $7 worth.
Now, I completely understand your reservations here, Tone. However, now, I think you could probably point to the strikeout decline here from Masahiro Tanaka with not throwing perhaps a particular pitch as much. I think Garrett Richards will still be able to throw his pitches the way he always has, so I don't expect that to decline.
That's an interesting aspect. I like Garrett Richards. I like the ballpark. I think we got a good pitcher here.
Right.
But he's more of a doll to make me holler, as my fellow business partner over here likes to point out. And I'm willing to go $2 here, and I'll let you keep a dollar for yourself.
Well, I've already gotten a better offer here, so I'm going to decline that. Scotty, do you?
Then I suggest you take it.
So are you out? Would you say?
I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out on him too. I'm not going to give you more than $3 here. You know, this guy, like, you know, wasn't a dominant strikeout guy before the injury. You know, I'm skeptical. The guy throws 4+ pitches, and when you consider he throws a slider, a curve, a change, and different kinds of fastballs, I think that's a toll on the elbow, and I'm skeptical, so I'm out.
So it all roads lead back to the fantasy executive. Now, your offer is at $4, you put it, $4 auction dollars, you were going to play for Garrett Richards. Is that offer still on the table?
I give you your $4. He's a young man.
Right, 28.
$4 is not a lot as I'm putting together my 260.
Right.
And then if this elbow that you're telling me is good to go.
It is.
If this
100%.
Elbow, soon as the first issue with this elbow.
Right.
I'm sending his ass back to you.
That was perfectly timed with the end of the music, too.
To the guy who brought him to me.
Can we... All right, so I wanted $7.
This can really ruin our relationship.
I wanted $7. You offered $4.
You're going to take a loss on this.
Can you make it $5?
I cannot go $5. I can't go $5 with the state of this elbow. You're talking about Tanaka. I want to know about Garrett Richards.
Corey Parsons, fantasy executive. You have a deal. Let's make some money here.
There you go, right there.
You have a deal, Mr. Executive.
Hope $4. Okay.
Garrett Richards. Way to haggle.
Garrett Richards. $4 play. You get a
good flea market.
You get a good pitcher here for $4, I think. I mean, it's a little richer than I think you probably have to spend for it in a draft, but I believe it's worth it for Garrett Richards. That's a nice buy, Mr. Executive.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. That is how Fantasy Shark Tank.
That's fun.
He's done. Corey Parson, you said you had one.
Ready for me?
Ready to go. Ready to rock. Let's do it.
Ready for me to stroll into the office?
Stroll in. So restart the music, Mike Florio. Let's enter in Corey Parson into the Shark Tank.
I'm bringing in. All right, gentlemen. How's everybody doing in here today?
All right.
Everybody doing fine?
Hello?
Good. Glad to hear that. Standing behind in the lobby, I have a 24-year-old third baseman, right? I'm trying to shop his services. I don't like what I'm hearing right now. I want to know if you gentlemen have $10. I'm looking for $10. Is where I start at. Or else I walk out of here with him, because I'm sure that he's going to get this money. I want $10 for Nick Castellanos of the Detroit Tigers. I don't even want to start with what he's doing right now in spring training, because of course it's very early. But here you got a young player at the hot corner. Every year in the majors, his offensive numbers improve. Last year, 285, 18 homers. Did that in 110 games. Injury's not really an issue with this kid. He had a hand injury that kind of hurt him in the second half of the season last year. I think, matter of fact, I'm certain that this is a 25-25 home run guy. His fly ball percentage is going up each year in the majors. His hard hit contact is going up each year in the majors. Nick Castellanos, $10 is on the other side of that door. You can play him at your corner infield spot, and you can get 25 to 30 bombs and 80 runs batted in. I need $10 for this guy. Scott, you look like you're interested.
I am. I'm going to give you 15 for him. Oh. This guy was on his way
more
to...
More than he asked for immediately.
This guy was on his way to a career season last year before he got sidetracked. I believe in the guy. I agree with your sales pitch. I like the advanced metrics you brought. I think this guy could hit about 275 with maybe 22 homers. I'm into Nick Castellanos.
Tony, I got $15 right here, Tony. Yeah. Obviously, it's a lot of hype. The hype is building on this kid right here. Listen, you say, okay, well, young player, talk about last year. He's already turning heads, hitting moonshots in training camp. This kid right here, power is on the up, Tony. I think I can get $16 out of you, can I?
Dr. Roto turns heads. He turns your head and coughs when he practices his medicine. So I'm interested when you give me Nick Castellanos. Do you want me to shell out $15? And you told me how many home runs would he hit?
He's going to hit you 25 to 30 bombs.
So if he hits me 25 home runs, that'll give me the 14th best out of third baseman. Am I going to pay $15 for the 14th best? Why don't I just pay up for one of the top 13?
You're saving. You're making a saving. You're making a saving here. You're talking about guys that can go 20, 25, 30 bucks. Here you go, $16. I got a 25 to 30 bomb corner infielder coming into the prime of his career. And a lot hitting, batting six in a lineup that has some heat at the top with JD Martinez and Miguel Cabrera.
I like your product. You seem like a good young man, and I hope you take that money and you do well with it. But when I listen to Fantasy Sports Network and they have this young kid named Nando DeFino talking about Jed Jericho, who hit 30 home runs and I can get him for less than $15, I got to say, Fantasy Executive, this Nando DeFino looks like a guy that wouldn't sell me a bad bill of goods. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to pass on this offer.
Listen, I tried to do
Tony,
the best I
can. You're out.
Yeah. I need $16, bucks, Greg. I told you. Listen, you heard me talking to Tony.
I did.
You gotta love this. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I look at certain products and certain people. I have a very good judge of saying if they're a hero or a zero. And I think Nick Castellanos is a hero, Corey. Mm. But I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
Now against lefties, Nick Castellanos batted 207 last year.
Yes.
That's poor.
Yes.
And he's gonna play every day. Do you see any way he improves against lefties?
Yes. No, I do. That's one of the things that we've been working on is him versus left-handed batters. Now, with that being said, we did see some improvements versus lefties in the second half of the season last year. But you know what? Lefties is one thing. The kid mashes right-handed pitching. So you do want to see an improvement in the average. And I think it comes back. I think we go back to 2015, smaller sample size, but he hit over 300 versus left-handed hitting in 2015. So, I think we see the kid put it all together this year. $16, he's yours.
Obviously, Nick Castellanos broke his hand last year.
Yes.
Freak
injury.
Should I be worried about that hand, close to the wrist area? You know, I don't like that. Sapping the power. He comes back from this hand injury late September. Winds up in the second half. Nick Castellanos here. Played 25 games in the second half.
Yes.
Hit one home run.
Yeah, 25 games
in the second half. One home run.
Listen, the second half.
217 average.
With a broken hand in the second half, he struggled. I already told you what he's doing in spring training. Moonshots. The hand is healed. The power is coming back. Listen, this $16 is going to be a $25 player come the end of the season.
You know, as I said, I like Nick Castellanos. You asked for $10 coming in here. I think that's a fair valuation. You have a better offer from a fellow Shark who's clearly not a great businessman who offered you more than you asked for before any of the other Sharks spoke. So just because I think Scotty is a better fit for you, he'll give you a better offer. For those reasons, I'm out.
Thank you, Scotty. There you go.
You accept this offer?
I accept the offer from the king. That's what this man has on a crown.
He does.
He knows what the hell he's doing.
There you go. The king and Tony will present their players inside the Shark Tank. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Scott got the air guitar going.
Scott's got the air. I wonder if he takes inside the tank with him.
Yeah, you got the air. Yeah. You going to bring your air guitar in the Scott's in the Scott tank?
Yeah,
the Shark
and,
tank.
And, you know, I'm playing. Notice I'm playing a little higher up here.
Yeah,
it's a bass.
It's a bass.
You know?
Okay,
yeah.
So good. Actually, yeah. I don't see you. You don't have your mouth. You don't have your tongue out either.
No,
so.
It's a good bass line. I got to focus on the bass because I don't play the bass as often as I do the electric Paul Les Paul Sunburst.
Okay, Paul Sunburst.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so I gotta be honest with you.
Burst.
You bring that the guitar in here. I don't know how I'm gonna react. it may hurt your case. Just letting you know.
That's okay.
Just letting you know. Scotty, welcome inside the Shark Tank.
Okay, fellas, I am gonna ask for a reasonable $5 on St. Louis Cardinals starting pitcher Luke Weaver. This is a guy that I believe is in a good environment to succeed. And with the loss of Alex Reyes for the season, somebody's got to be the fifth starter. And I don't think Michael Wacha is the guy to be doing it anymore. Everything you look at Michael Wacha statistically has been trending in the wrong direction the last 3 years. I believe Weaver has an opportunity and an opportunity to succeed here. The guy averaged in 8 starts last year, 11.15 Ks per 9 at Double A. 10.29 Ks per 9. And, you know, the guy throws 4 pitches. He throws them well. He had a 1.40 ERA at Double A. You can overlook the fact that he didn't pitch at Triple A last year because a lot of times in baseball, if you're throwing very well at Double A, they'll just bring you to the majors because they got you have really good stuff. He's got 4-plus pitches. He's in a great environment. St. Louis, winning organization.
He's got
guys like Adam Wainwright to take him under his wing and show him finer points of the game. I'm not a believer in Michael Wacha myself, and neither should you be. I don't think it's a lot to ask with a guy a lot of upside and a lot of talent who's in a good situation. So I'm asking for $5 for Luke Weaver.
Now, you said you said Luke Weaver, $5, a great situation. You kept saying that line, right, Scotty?
Yeah.
Great situation.
Yeah.
Luke Weaver's not guaranteed a job here.
Right, which is only I'm only pricing him at $5.
But he's not guaranteed a job. Why should I pay $5 for a guy that's not guaranteed a job? We spoke
because
earlier
this believe
morning.
That he will win the job because you're looking at his competition being Michael Wacha.
Right. So Michael Wacha, been there before. This is a veteran team. I like Luke Weaver. I owned Luke Weaver last year. I like him. I like the product you're throwing out there. But I think $5 is too rich. You know, I'm not out yet. I might still be in. I would just like to hear the other Sharks at the site.
Let me ask you, what was you saying about his K-9 last year?
His K-9 in the majors last year was 11.15. In the minors, it was 10.29. He's been pretty much doing this since rookie ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, though, about his time that he spent in the majors last year. His earned run average was close to 6. Not to mention the fact left-handed batters hit .377 against him. I don't even think I have a dollar for this guy that don't even have a damn job. You got to give me some more, especially when you got those kind of numbers coming up. I like the way the K-9 sound, but if he's going to be... walk in the park, ERA close to 6. You know what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't think over a small sample size that, you know, that is what you're going to see on a regular basis. And then if you look at some of his starts in August, you know, against Milwaukee, 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 10 strikeouts. Against Oakland, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts. Against Philly, 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. I think we definitely saw signs of what this kid can accomplish. I'm just not going to look at the overall. I think with some more seasoning and what he's going to do in spring training, that he is a definite sleeper.
Mr. Engel, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm disappointed that you came into my office and showed me a lack of respect and lied to me right in front of my face. And not to think that I would do a better job at looking at your product and researching your product and knowing more about your product than you do, or you either lied about it. It's one or the other. I'm either questioning your knowledge of the situation or your character. One of the two is not in line, because here's the problem I have with your product. is that he only pitched 113 innings last year, and he only pitched 105 innings the year before that. So he obviously won't be in the rotation all year, and Michael Walker will be the fifth starter because they're going to keep this guy's innings down because he can't pitch 160 innings. They'll never let him do that. So why do you come in here, charge me $5, tell me he's going to make the rotation? Are you a liar or you don't know your product?
I think, you know, maybe I didn't eventually, you know, position it that I believe eventually this guy's going to win the job. I don't think Waka's long for the job.
But again, he's not looking for the job, and Tony is not disagreeing, but this kid's not going to pitch 200 innings, Scott. You're asking for $5 for a guy who's not going to pitch 200 innings this year.
I believe with the talent, the opportunity, the environment, that this guy is going to definitely be worth the price.
I'm choosing to go with honest business partners. I'm out.
I'm going to make you an offer. I'm making an offer because I like Luke Weaver.
Okay.
I do. The Kid and I ratio is fantastic, as you mentioned. I like the environment. And I think he's going to have some value at some point this season.
Okay.
But I don't know when that is. I don't know how much that is. But I like Luke Weaver. I'm going to offer you $2 for him.
Okay.
Corey?
I make you an offer also. I'm going to offer you $1 for him. But
so with, you're out then.
But with that $1... I am going to guarantee him a spot in my rotation. Can Greg do that for you with his $2?
I will not.
I don't think I'm interested. That doesn't make a difference for me as a salesman.
I will not guarantee. It does, because you want the best. Yeah. You want the best for your product.
I want more money.
It'll be the best for your product. Now, I will not guarantee him a spot in my rotation. I will not guarantee you he's in there, because I don't know when he's going to be in the. I don't even know if he's in the majors. I don't know if he's in the rotation. I will not guarantee you a start.
I give you $1. I'll walk out of here with him as my fifth starter.
I'm going to take the $2 from Greg.
Really?
Because I eventually believe he's going to find himself on way to Greg's staff.
Wow. Thank
and
you.
And I'll take the $2 because, Greg, I believe I'm doing you a service here.
I appreciate it.
And as a businessman and with a background of retail, you want to do something nice for the customer so they return and come back. So when he...
I'm an investor.
When he exceeds expectations... You're going to come back to me for more players.
Well, I'm an investor. So, I'm investing in your player. I'm going
to give it to you at a nice discount, and you'll get a nice return.
It's not good. Scott's not showing his good business acumen by giving me for less.
Family friendly,
man. All right, take our final break. Tony goes into the Shark Tank, and we'll wrap up the program coming up next. Final couple minutes here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Remember, you can go to rotoexperts.com right now, purchase the exclusive Edge package, enter free radio when you check out. You'll get a discount. That is free radio when you check out. You get all of the exclusive articles, including from our Jake Seeley, Scott Angle, Mike Florio as well, that you should not be drafting without. So please go purchase the exclusive Edge package available right now over at rotoexperts.com. We have one final pitch to hear. Tony Zingato wants us to invest in his player. 200 ADP or greater. Let's see who Tony brings inside the Shark Tank.
First of all, I want to say to you three guys, I'm not humbled and I'm not honored to be here. I'm just here because my mom watches the show, and I want my mom to see the show. Because this product I have is unbelievable. I could sell it to anyone, and it's actually an inconvenience of being here today. But... I'm going to get on with Blake Snell, who's going 230th overall. And he's a young pitcher that's just got a little taste of the major leagues. I am going to sell him to you guys for an incredible price of $7. And here is why he is worth $7 compared to every other young pitcher. People are going to walk through this offense and try to jump down your throat. This is a guy that actually pitched 152 innings last year combined in Triple A and Major League Baseball. So he is ready to go the distance. Most young pitchers can't go the distance. He's more than a strikeout per inning guy. 9.91 at the Major League level. Triple A, 12.86. 11.57. He had an ERA at the major league level of 3.54. This is a guy that pitches in a ballpark that was 24th in Major League Baseball in runs scored, 22nd in home runs. Great pitcher's ballpark. Blake Snell is a guy you need to jump on now, or I'll walk out this door and somebody else will jump on him. But my mom loves you guys, and I want to make my mom happy, and that's why I'm here with Blake Snell for $7.
Oh, boy, Mr. Sincotta, that was a great pitch for Blake Snell. He's a young man that I have been looking at recently. I want to ask you a question, though, about Mr. Snell before I make my bid. I'm concerned with the command. As obviously you know, command can be an issue with young pitchers. I'm looking at a bloated walk ratio, and I'm looking at a bloated whip at the big league level. I'm not going to let this kid set my ERA on fire for more than $3. I understand he's been there. He's still a very young man, but I'm concerned with that with his command.
Yeah, and rightly so. When you look at it, though, he was a young pitcher, 68 innings, all he had in Major League Baseball, getting adjusted to the new mounds, playing in front of big crowds for the first time in his career. But I'll throw 2015 out there, where he had only a 2.64, 3.80. Now with the comfort level, I believe Mr. Blake Snell will always be one of the top pitchers in the league, and whip will not be a problem for you in 2017.
I have the same concerns as Corey with the command, but I think that's a lot that happens with young pitchers across the board. You certainly can't ignore the K per nine and everything else you threw out there. So I'm prepared to make an offer, but I want to hear what Greg says.
I like Blake Snell. You know, as most sharks here, I would say, most fantasy players in general, they do tend to like the young pitchers. I think, given what you said, I think the big number that you gave me, Tony, that I really liked in your pitch was 150. Was getting 150 innings last year from Blake Snell. Of course, 90 of them, 89 of them, I should say, came in the majors. 63 came in AAA, but he did indeed pitch 150 innings last year, which gives me the thought process that he could pitch 200 or close to it this year, 175 or whatnot. I think the Rays would be better than people think. I like the K to walk ratio. I like the K per nine ratio. The ERA was good, and I think Blake Snell is only getting better. So I'm going to make you an offer. I think Blake Snell, 230th right now off the board, or give or take. For me, it's a $5 player. Tony, I'll offer you $5 straight up for Blake Snell.
$5 is, I appreciate the offer, but I think I'm going to take my chances with these other two guys here because I believe that, you know, I believe in the product, and my mom likes you guys, and I think that I'll get what he deserves.
Okay. I'll go one
Mr. Engel, what do you got?
Oh, go ahead, Scotty.
Corey, if you want to jump in.
Again, I am concerned about the control, but so I'm not going to pay $7 for him, but I will throw in $6. And I'll throw in a bouquet of roses for your mom.
Oh, there we go. Mom likes flowers. Yeah. Fantasy executive. I'm going to go with the fantasy executive here because I think he's a guy that, you know, roses are nice, but everybody gets roses. I think the fantasy executive is a little more creative.
Well,
based on my mom.
I have your $6 for you for Mr. Snell. I like the situation he's in. Young man, not to mention the fact, in a good situation for young pitchers in Tampa, like the ballpark atmosphere also for him. I'm going to give you $6, and we can head up to the bar afterwards and have a cigar and talk about what the plans are for Mr. Snell in the future.
You throw Monica Lewinsky and we have a deal.
Here's what I'll do.
I'm working on it.
Here's what I'll do. I'll come back here for $6, too. I'll offer you the $6 the other guys are offering.
You're offering the same $6.
I'll offer the same $6.
Do you have cognac and cigars to go with it?
I do not. But I think you guys, everyone thinks you're worth $6. I'll do it. I'll also go $6 here.
You know what?
I will.
I'm gonna go $7, and I'm gonna offer a trip to your mom to a resort.
Things for mom to go where?
Yeah, to a resort.
Ooh.
And have a nice vacation.
Ooh.
Oh, see, now this is a thing. I'm going to take Mr. Engel's offer because he respects my mom, and my mom told me to come here, and now I'll be the greatest man in the history. So, Scott Engel, thank you, and I'm willing to do business with you, and I'm going to love this, and my mom appreciates it.
So
yeah,
interesting.
Ted, you know what, though? It's also good because, you know, like, Tony and I, you know, the Luke Weaver thing didn't go so well, but, you know, in good business, you turn around and realize things. And you make the best of it.
Interestingly enough, all four of us wind up with deals here in the Shark Tank episode one on the Roto Experts. Nobody walked out without a deal. So nice job, fellas, in your pitches.
Okay.
Maybe we could have got more then. Maybe we should have bargained more.
Yeah, you could have bargained more. You could have. Scott was very, very generous. I mean, he gave you a guy for $2. Yeah. That was cool. Yeah. Also raised Corey's asking price. That was good for Corey.
Yep.
So that was good. So nice job investing. And nice job with your pitches, everybody. Come up next, it's the Old School Fantasy Hour. Corey Parson, Scott Engel, George Kurtz. Happy then. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. For Scott Engel, Corey Parson, Tony Sicata, I'm Greg Sussman. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you right back here tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.